在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Raise your travel dreams to their upright and locked positions. Join us now as we discover the ins and outs of travel in Europe.
Guten Tag, Grüß Gott, Grüße. These are just a few of the cheery greetings you'll encounter up here in the Swiss Alps.I'm Rick Steves, back once more to share with you some tips on traveling in Europe. I always try to introduce you to some out-of-the-way spots, to give you some practical tips to make your trip more hassle-free, and to share with you some cultural and historical insights so you can better understand your sightseeing. We're on a grand circle tour of Europe, from the Netherlands through Germany, Austria, Italy, and now into Switzerland.Right now, we're in the heart of the Alps, under the staggering Jungfrau in Interlaken, the original alpine resort. It goes back to the 19th century, when those idealistic dreamers of the Romantic movement discovered that mountains were a lot more than troublesome obstacles. In fact, from that time onward, tourists have flocked to the Alps, because they're there.I've communed with nature here annually since 1973. Interlaken is the tourist headquarters for the Berner Oberland. But before we dig deeper into the scalps of these Alps, let's orient ourselves to Swiss culture. Let's go to Brienz, one of the best preserved old-fashioned summer resorts around here, and home of the Swiss Open-Air Museum at Ballenberg. You'll find these clever open-air folk museums all over Europe.The Swiss one is a rich collection of traditional and historic farmhouses from every corner of the country. This 50-acre park is a natural preserve, an idyllic setting for what I like to call a culture on a lazy Susan look at Switzerland.
It's a walk into the past. This place is like a miniature of the Swiss nation.
And speaking of nations, Switzerland is an unlikely success story. It's got four national languages, it's fairly equally divided between Protestants and Catholics,And it's basically a confederation of 26 proud little states, rather than one strong centralized government.